Bernstein talks with Lori Kaplan, one of the two women who led the fight to stop the construction of a liquefied natural gas terminal in Clatsop County. Learn how they won.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 10 o'clock. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support.
And you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM on the web. Engineering for us today, Natasha Delapine, and today's guest will be Jody McCaffrey. I just received, moments ago, I found in my inbox an incredible report listing a number of incidents. First up, of course, the train overturn in Eugene. Turns out, of course, that they're very, very careful about how they announce this. Very, very cautious. Don't want to spook people and perhaps overturn their love of gas. So they cautiously report, at least mainstream media do, on what actually happened right and near, close to home in Eugene. We also have, first, boom, one shooting in a mall, five people dead. Boom, another shooting in a mall near Houston. And nine people dead because maybe it's Texas and they just wanted it to do it bigger. And the Texas incident, of course, it was a lawyer this time. I won't even mention the fact that he was a white male, though if he'd been a black male, that would have been duly noted by mainstream media. Now, and these are all listed as shootings. They say they report that the shooter was, this was not a terrorist event. What do you mean it's not a, of course it's a terrorist event. Just because white males did it doesn't mean it's not a terrorist. Of course it's a terrorist. It's domestic terrorism. Call it what it is. Right-wing politicians are constantly screaming that at the top of their lungs. Yes, of course it's a terrorist event. And if it's a person of dark skin or whatever, or perhaps a name that they might associate with Middle Eastern countries, then of course it's instantly terrorism before it's even been investigated. In this case, we know it's perfectly clear what this is. It's worth noting this and noting it frequently. It's easy to lose track of. It's easy to lose track of what the real situation is, especially what we've got is the ongoing trial of the Malheur occupation. They're calling this occupation, where again, it would be would be compelled to call it an act of domestic terrorism. It was an act of domestic terrorism. This was a political group, association with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Pacific Patriots and any number of other groups of right wing constitutionalists who believe that public land should be handed over to who? Well, to them, reportedly. We want to get a report out for you tomorrow about what's happening right now at the Standing Rock camp and all that is going on in the Dakotas. The Dakota Access Pipeline story turns out to be far bigger than anyone expected. And it's, again, nationwide. This is perhaps economic terrorism on a grand scale. The risks associated, as we've just seen in Eugene, are unacceptable under any circumstances, even if we did need the oil. She'll leave it in the ground. Jody McCaffrey is back with us today. I just received this incredible report, and welcome back, Jody. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Short notice. I just found this updates report from the Citizens Against LNG, which is basically Jody McCaffrey. I wanted to reach out right away and get you on the air to talk a little bit about some of the issues that you report on. I've got a couple questions too for you. But if you wanted to just give listeners who did not see this and may not be on the mailing list, listserv, some of the highlights of the report from down your way.
Well, we have a lot of stuff going on. Even though FERC has denied the Jordan Go project, it's still ongoing with issues with that.
Elaborate a little bit on that for listeners who haven't kept up.
Well, we've been still in a contested case on the South Dunes Power Plant and also a land use process on the terminal and marine facility for the Jordan Cove project. And we had to file an appeal. Oregon Shores has filed an appeal, and there's several other groups that are going to join them in filing an appeal of that decision before the Land Use Board of Appeals.
And let's just get a little context. Just in the last few days, we've had an earthquake, not a big one, but nonetheless an earthquake, which some people felt, and we've had another train derailment. And they're continuing to talk about putting terminal, which is not needed in the first place, and is extremely dangerous, even if it were desperately needed. And we have an earthquake and a train derailment. In what possible conditions would anyone continue to pursue this terminal?
It's craziness. And basically, you know, this is like the horse and buggy stage. These people like Jordan Cove are chasing after these outdated energy systems. Yes. We're ready to go to the future. We want to get off of these systems. It's possible to do it. In just a few years, the shift will be happening. So why would we even want to build infrastructure for fossil fuels that are only harming us? We're paying subsidies for these projects, believe me, in our clean air, clean water impacts, far more than what we would have with renewable energy. And I one of my things in the update was Senator Merkley came out with this presentation that he did on the 22nd, I believe, before the committee back there in Washington, D.C., of his plan to transition America to 100% clean and renewable energy by 2050. And it's really amazing to me because I never thought I'd hear a congressman actually get it, and he has gotten it. So we are that's a positive sign for us.
That's something that ought to be, I believe, in any case, considered part of the political context. When you say the word context, what we really mean is an environment, and we are talking about our Cascadia bioregion environment, political environment, when we talk about what Merkley does and what, of course, some of the ones
They have been promoting this Jordan Cove project, but finally, you know, it's just, these projects are not going to make it. There's a glut of LNG. I don't know why we have to continue fighting this project. There's projects that are still under construction that are not even needed, that when they get done, they won't be needed. And by 2020, we're going to be, you know, electric vehicles will be affordable, available. Tesla's building this huge mega battery factory in Nevada. And, you know, we're ready to go to the future.
Yeah.
Why would you invest in something that's outdated? It would be like investing in another horse carriage when the Model Ts were available.
Right, and exactly. And again, by the same token, when we look at the argument that we're going to cut down lots and lots of trees so that we must educate the children by chopping down the rest of Oregon's trees. What possible world, what kind of future are we talking about here?
Well,
that's the thing is, why not come up with other ways of funding that don't destroy the bioregion and turn it into some sort of desert? And we are. Desertification is a creepy problem everywhere. And again, it's something that we never talk about. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's another thing that's going on. We have this process going on in our park here. When you come into the city of North Bend, there's these beautiful parks. And the council, for some reason, they're on this thing to cut down trees. They want to cut down about half the trees in the park. And it's really based on just ignorance, really. And so there's a decision going on this Tuesday at the city of North Bend about this issue. They're going to award the contract. Man, they're just like, we're going to cut these down immediately. Like, They're worried about safety, yet they've never expressed any concerns about this Jordan Hope project.
That's right. Thousands of people die. They're worried because a tree might fall. Somebody, yeah, the bid for hazardous tree removal. I say, right. Money is, of course, involved in this. This is relatively tiny tempest in a teapot. But again, making bad decisions that are irrevocable seems to be the hallmark of America's 21st century. One decision after another that has fatal and absurd results. Some of it, let's just say all of it, incredibly cruel. We have just a few seconds left to go. There's a lot of different things that people can get involved in downstate where it really counts right now. Any final things that you would like to just mention before we have to let you go?
Well, we do have upcoming hearings still on land. What they're doing is, what Jordan Cove has done is come in, and if they don't fit the land use code, they change the code. And we have a continued hearing on October 5th in Coos County at the Owen Building. And we also, there's a urban renewal meeting tomorrow at 4:30 where Jordan Cove is going to do a presentation. But, you know, our opponents have not been given equal time on that. So the best we can do is go on public comment.
And that's it for today, Jody. I want to thank you so much for the hard work that you do down there. And for joining us again today at the last, the 11th hour, which is actually 10 o'clock. But this has been Air Cascadia then for Monday, September 26, 2016. And again, just to mention, Natasha Delapine engineered for us. Kathleen Stevenson is a KBOO AM News Public Affairs Director. And you, the listeners, the new members, you are what make it all happen. I want to send out a huge thank you to everyone who was a part of our recent membership drive. You made it all.